Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, and talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Wine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a success coach, spokeswoman, and fundraiser with Successimo.com, a free social networking, informational, and inspirational website. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and a winologist expert. She is your host today on January Jones sharing Successimo stories. So sit back and relax and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones and her eclectic roster of guests on Blog Talk Radio as you learn while you earn. These stories plus sharing equal Successimo.com. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you're entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Now let me ask you a question. Can you imagine being married to the same person for 42 years? Yes, you heard me right, 42 years. Well, let me tell you, 42 years of anything, let alone marriage, is quite an accomplishment and something to be proud of. Tell me now, would you like to have more romance in your own life? Have you ever wanted to know about how to date your mate? Yes, you heard me right. Date your mate. Tell me, can you imagine the work involved in keeping romance alive in any relationship? Do you know what works or doesn't work for romance? Now, when was the last time you heard about a man who, in my opinion, is the king of acronyms? Or better yet, would you like to meet someone now who has some of the answers that you've been looking for? Are you ready to learn while you earn? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place. And I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Successimo Stories. Today I will be introducing you to my guest, who is a success coach extraordinaire with Successimo.com. He has provided us with wonderful, informative, and inspirational lessons and some really, really great advice. Before I introduce him, I'd love to invite you to call in today if you have any questions for us. The call-in number is 818-431-8506. That's 818-431-8506. Now, let me tell you something about our guest. He's been on the show before, and many of you know him. He is a powerful, impactful, and fun speaker who can also give a poetic, inspirational recap of any meetings or conferences. He calls it sharing the constant conference through his instant memories. That creativity makes him an ideal keynote session facilitator or master of listening. Yes, one who listens intently to delight your audience with the connecting points throughout your program. He is a former Wall Street executive with an inspirational message for an adult which resonates with young people. He loves helping bridge the gap in generational communication. His signature keynote speech, How to Be Ugly, interactively reminds audiences to be unique, gifted, lovable you, en route to becoming better communicators, overshadowing negativity with a creative focus on the positive. He is a member of AATH, and he's also a Toastmaster International Hall of Fame speaker, and he works with the Yellow Ribbon Program for the military. It's my pleasure, as always, to welcome to our show Sporty King. Hi, Sporty. How are you doing today?
Hey, January, I'm doing just great. Thank you. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm thrilled to have you on the show, and I'm thrilled to announce to our listeners that this broadcast has been selected as a front page speaker choice on the front page of Blog Talk Radio. So that's quite an honor, and I'm happy to share that good news with you. And also, Sporty, you know that it's my 42nd wedding anniversary, and we've chosen the topic Date Your Mate in honor of my celebration. Could you tell us how you came about writing this terrific poem?
Well, first of all, I got to say, I think it's wonderful that we're on the front page because you deserve front row seats all the time. and that actually is part of the premise of being in a relationship. You need to be in the front row of your life. And then if your relationship is there, then you need to be in the front row of your relationship. Mm-hmm. So because I have such a high regard for the institution of marriage, naturally I'm single, that's why I'm such an expert on it, but because I have such a high regard for it, I kind of put together the formula of how important it is, you know, because I see so many relationships that just wither because people just begin to take one another for granted. Mm-hmm. So I just like to remind people that, you know, the same way you courted someone and you were corny with the things that you did, the lines that you used, the favors that you did, the best image you put on to try to get somebody, quote unquote, you've got to continue to do that because that is how you decided to get together.
Well, you know, it's so hard. Sometimes, as you said, people do take each other for granted, and it's hard to recapture the excitement of the early days of your relationship. Could you read Date Your Mate for our listeners so they can get a feel for what you've written?
Sure. Date Your Mate. May I suggest that if her name was once Sweetheart and his Honey, that you continue to say them with no bite, and that one of you has to wonder what surprise you have to make this a special night. Look, I don't care if you've gotten older or put on a little weight. It takes some work to stay in love. You've got to date your mate. Flowers are supposed to bloom and wither so that they can be renewed. And fellas, if you start, then stop sending them. She'll get them from some other dude. Now hold on, ladies. Don't accept those replacement flowers so fast. How much are you doing of what you did to get them in the past? If you were a gentleman who opened every door, don't suddenly wake up one day and act like it's such a chore. Don't switch to unscented soap if you once wore cologne. And if you do, don't wonder why she spends so much time on the phone. Remember, if it was a whiff of your perfume that made him stick out his chest and spread his plume, no matter how many children or situations, it's not too late to relive those precious moments. You've got to date your mate. If he was once your knight in shining armor or she your damsel in distress, admire the way he looks in a suit. Compliment her on that new dress. It's never too early in the morning to show your love. Any time of night is not too late. If you've done it before, do it again. You've got to date your mate. You are blessed to have met one another. Do you doubt that destiny? And after you've erased all the unpleasant memories, would your faults be strengths with someone else? Are you guaranteed to wake up tomorrow to share or see a smile? Will you find a little less rhyme or reason, even see all you have at stake? Have you forgotten so much about the good times that in hindsight they were all fake? Don't let the thin line disappear and turn your love into your hate. It's a chance not everyone gets, so don't take it for granted. You've got to date your mate.
Oh.
Thank you.
Bravo, bravo. That is so wonderful. And it's a message for everyone in any kind of a relationship. You have to nurture each other. And I just so enjoyed sharing this with our audience today, Sporty. Right now we're going to share a word from our sponsor. And when we come back, Sporty, we'll share your website information and talk a little bit about what you've been up to lately. We'll be right back with Sporty King.
Thank you.
when you think that something is too good to be true, could you ever be wrong? The answer is yes, yes, yes when it comes to Successimo.com, because you will earn while you learn, and it will be free, free, free. Successimo.com is a social networking site that will change the way you learn and earn money while you work on your computer at home. This free website provides continuous learning opportunities while rewarding you for taking lessons and inviting others to join with you, receiving inspirational information. You'll receive points that can be redeemed for merchandise or cash. Just what does free mean to users at Successimo.com? It means that there are no fees, no donations, no pledges. You will never need cash, checks, or credit cards. All revenues are generated from advertisers at the website, just like Facebook and Twitter. This too-good-to-be-true social networking site is the newest paradigm on the Internet for home-based business and nonprofit organizations. Do you hate asking people for money? We all do, and the good news is that Successimo is a fundraiser for nonprofits that does not require money. It just requires small amounts of your time or your organization's time to raise funds. When you do lesson activities, you'll receive points that can be redeemed for merchandise or cash. When you think of Successimo.com, you need to think learn while you earn, and always remember that passion plus purpose equals prosperity. Successimo.com is not only too good to be true, it is unbelievably innovative, and there are no downsides since no money is ever required. Successimo.com is the right website for now because it is the first one ever to pay people to participate. No one else does this. So sign up now and stop whining, start winning, and start being Successimo. Successimo.com is not only beyond priceless, it's a fantastic way to pay it forward.
Welcome back. This is January Jones with one of my very favorite guests and favorite people in the world, Sporty King. I'm so happy to have you with us, Sporty. Could you share your website information with our listeners and tell them how they can get your books and sign up for your newsletter?
Sure. That's www.sportyking.com. And all my books are on there. And in fact, that poem, Date Your Mate, comes from one of my books, which is a dedicated to God's greatest gift to and source of mankind, women. And it's called, Do You Have Any Idea How Fine You Are?
Oh, wow.
So you'll find my email address there as well. And so anytime that, you know, anybody wants to keep in touch with me, then that's fine. Just email me. I won't commit you to buying a product. You can always email me. But,
okay.
You know, everything is there for you.
Well, you know, I love your newsletter, and I look forward to it. Whenever it comes, I can't wait to open it and read it because you are always guaranteed to make me laugh. And I want to suggest to all those mates out there listening, when it comes to giving a gift, forget the flowers, forget the cards. I recommend you go to Sporty's website and order one of his books for your mate, and you will become a really great date if you do that. I also wanted to share it with
Danielle. Great.
That's my endorsement.
Buy
his books. I wanted to share with our listeners that you're also a fantastic success coach at successimo.com, and you've posted amazing articles, business, education, family, health, wellness, history, mental conditioning, personal growth, relationships, speaking, spirituality, teens, and the best one, women. So you're a very prolific coach, and we're thrilled to have you with us. Tell me, Sporty, how did you make the transition from working at the Wall Street Journal as an executive to becoming a keynote conference speaker, winning awards?
Well, you know, let me add I can segue right into that by adding one of the other topics I've used on Successimo is laughter, which is a great part of organization that you mentioned that we're members of, AATH, Association for Applied and Therapeutic Humor, mm-hmm. where we believe in the healing power of laughter. I coupled that with that being such a part of my life, not something I just do to to try to gain favor with people. It's a really important part of my life. And at the Wall Street Journal, I was able to really incorporate my gift and passion for laughter and, mm-hmm. and helping people, you know, get through things. And in the long run, that's what made me actually decide, you know what, God really wants me to move out of corporate America and mm-hmm. just run my own business and help people laugh and laugh their stress away and really learn how to enjoy life. So that's how I've been doing it for 19 years now.
19 years. And can you share with us a little bit about your wonderful, fabulous Toastmasters International experience?
Yeah, and there's also a clip of me speaking on the site that can give people that a look at that more. But the How to Be Ugly, Unique, Gifted, Lovable You, it's about turning negatives into positives. And with Toastmasters, which is a worldwide organization to help people improve their communication skills, I've been a member of Toastmasters for the 19 years as well. And so they have what's called the World Championship of Public Speaking. And in 1996, I went to the championship, and I was crowned one of the top 9 speakers in the world.
Oh, how exciting, how exciting. That was quite a competition, wasn't it?
It was. And, you know, one of the greatest things is one of the people who was in it was a guy who did a speech called The Terrible Twos. And he was an older guy, and the twos was spelled actually T-W-O. You're talking about when we're 2 years old and we're young, the lessons that we have to learn. Mm-hmm. And I think that you look at that, too, another way in terms of what we're talking about here, that this relationship, you know, there could be some terrible twos, but there could be some wonderful twos when you think of you and your partner.
Oh, yeah. I can look back on 42 years of terrible and terrific, and I think the important thing is that you have to dwell on the terrific. Don't you agree?
Absolutely, because, you know, I remember once I was speaking in a church, and they had a sign over the exit door that said, "You're about to enter the battlefield." Because it's always more negative out there. It's accessible. You've got to really decide and commit to looking for the good, and you can usually find that it's almost always sitting right next to you, staring you in the face.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Or across from the breakfast table or wherever.
Well, yeah, right, if you supersize, right?
Yeah, that's for sure. You know, your poem, Date Your Mate, is just a wonderful poem, and I think that anyone who has an anniversary or a special occasion coming up with whoever they are in a relationship with should go to Sporty's website and get a copy of it, and instead of giving a card, you should write this out personally and give it to the person you care the most about. It'll mean a lot. It is so important to reach out to your mate. Don't you agree, Sporty?
Yeah, and see, Daniel, that's the beautiful thing. I see myself so often as the messenger, and
mm-hmm.
and so I make the delivery of that poem, and then somebody like you, you know, in a relationship, sees how to use it to enhance your relationship. And that's the thing people have got to do is really look for ways to enhance the relationship. There's no formula. You just say, oh, wait a minute, I can use that, and here's how I'll use it. So thank you, because that's exactly how I'm meant for it to be used.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to print out a copy of it, and I'm going to leave it on my mate's pillow tonight. So that'll be his bedtime reading, and hopefully it'll lead to an exciting evening for us.
Hey, PG 55 here.
You know, right now we're going to hear a message about a wonderful organization that Sporty and I belong to, and it's where I actually met him. He was the keynote speaker at the AATH convention, and he was fantastic, and it's a wonderful organization, and I'm going to tell you a little more about it right now.
AATH, the Association for Applied and Therapeutic Humor. AATH is an international professional association dedicated to the study and practice and promotion of healthy humor and laughter. We are the home for humor and laughter professionals. In AATH, you'll find nurses, physicians, psychologists, social workers, caring clowns, researchers, therapists, clergy, educators, administrators, human resource personnel, as well as expert speakers and authors who have literally written a book on this emerging field of healthy therapeutic humor. Global is our outreach. AATH members currently represent 15 countries. Some of our members practice and provide healthy humor and laughter. Some teach it, while others are in search of it as they heal. Some of our members share healthy humor and laughter professionally with patients, clients, and colleagues. Some apply it in their personal lives, in their homes, and their communities. However, all AATH members are generally interested in learning more about the positive power of healthy humor and laughter. Above all, AATH is dedicated to separating fact from fiction. We promote what is known about the benefits of healthy humor and laughter, as opposed to what is too often perpetuated as myth. AATH is a leader in providing evidence-based information about current research and practical applications of humor and laughter in the world today. Be sure to check out our website, AATH.org. Visit the Association for Applied Therapeutic Humor.
Welcome back. This is January Jones and Sporty King. And Sporty, I want to talk about something else right now. Let's talk about the work you've been doing with the Yellow Ribbon program for our military.
Yeah, the Yellow Ribbon, it's a program that helps families, military families, go through the deployment stage. And it handles both during deployment, pre-deployment, and post-deployment. And so what I do is I talk to, depending on which audience it is, I talk to them about leadership, faith, and, you know, how, you know, some tips about getting through. In fact, I think that was one of the ways you end up hearing about Date Your Mate, because I use that when I'm talking to the military spouses to prepare them for both their mate leaving, but also to get them, just like you would put the poem on somebody's pillow, to prepare them for when their spouse is coming home, because they're going to have to totally redo their relationship because deployment takes, you know, that physical absence takes something away from the relationship, so they have to make a real conscious effort to start all over.
Uh-huh. Now, do you travel all over the country doing this? And when you do a conference, how many speeches do you give, and how does it work for the military?
Yeah, I travel around the country. What happens is a site called www.yellowribbon.gov, probably. And the meeting planners, there are different meeting planners in each location around in different states, and they would pick me as one of a team of 37 speakers to come to their location. Depending on what type of an event it is, there'll be a different number. So if it's a pre-deployment, depends on how many soldiers are going. And by the way, I say soldiers, but I should say service members, because it's Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marines, all of our service, and National Guard, heavily National Guard. So depending on how many are being deployed or reintegrated back into civilian life, that will determine the audience. And we do the program. It's not a cookie cutter program. We actually talk with the meeting planners in advance and find out what their needs are. You know, perhaps the battalion or the unit has had some wounded or even some killed in action. So that's going to change what type of message we want to deliver to our service members and their families and their children as well, by the way. The children are also involved in that.
Oh, that's so important, because I'm sure it is so traumatic. We have a military background, and my husband is actually a disabled veteran, and we are in so support of what you're doing. How can our listeners support your program? Is there anything we can do to help out?
You know, it's a government program, so it's nothing that people need to go make a donation or anything. But, you know, as of course, once I hang up, I'll probably think of something. But, you know, if people contact me through the site or through you, you know, the main thing I say is pray for the families. A lot of times we pray for the service members, but the families need to pray us a whole lot more because our service members receive basic training for being in the military. Family members, there's no training for how to maintain the home while that service member is gone.
Don't you feel so blessed to be given this type of mission in your career and to be able to share your laughter and humor and help these families?
You hit it on the button. And you know, my biggest victory is during or at the end of the – because the programs are usually Saturday, Sunday. And when the, you know, military members or the family members will say to me in between, you know, thanks, I really needed that, or I really appreciate what you said that. And some of them have friended me on Facebook. And, you know, it's just the biggest grin you can see come over my face, especially when they say, you know, hey, come on, let me go buy you a beer, you know, or yeah, let's go to dinner, you know. It really is quite the compliment. So because they come in, I also start out saying, look, I have no military background, and I let them know, I'm, you know, and then it's like, oh, my God, here's another one of these civilians trying to tell us how to live. And some of them have told me that. And then they said, and then once you start talking, and after a while you turned around, I was so glad to hear you. So, you know, God has truly given me a gift in the ministry, and I really do get so excited about sharing it.
I know you do. And, you know, Sporty, I always feel blessed to have you on the show, and I feel blessed to call you my friend. And thank you for coming on today, and I look forward to having you back real soon, okay?
Thanks, January. You know I'll be there for you. Love and appreciate you.
Now for my listeners, tune in at 12 noon Eastern Daylight Time. My next guest is going to be a gal called Cindy. Her name is Cindy Bryant, and she's going to talk about cancer prevention. She's going to tell us about how an alkaline diet can keep you from ever getting cancer. So that'll be a fascinating show with Cindy Bryant. All of my shows are at 12 noon, and be sure to catch all of our interviews with constant streaming at blogtalkradio.com 24/7. If you've enjoyed this show, please click the follow tab under my picture, and then you can become a regular listener by registering with blogtalkradio.com. All your comments and suggestions are welcome. If you're interested in checking out our Successimo program, just go to their website, www.successimo.com, successimo.com. You know, you can look it over and you can sign on without any financial obligations whatsoever. My sponsor email is januaryjonesinfo@gmail.com. And I'd love to sponsor you. I'd love to mentor you and help you get started so you too can learn, earn, and return like Sporty as you play it upward. Then you'll be a guest on the show too. Also, contact me anytime at my email if you have any questions about our program. You know, Successimo is an amazing opportunity to help out any nonprofits or charities that you work with. Yes, you can actually help them raise funds without asking for money. Right, you heard me right. It is a positively brilliant plan that's easy to implement anytime, anywhere. So for now, I want all of you to stop whining and start smiling and start sharing Successimo with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, then start eating chocolate, lots and lots of chocolate. Again, thank you to my wonderful guest and my dear friend, Sporty King. This is January Jones thanking you for joining me on my journey today and reminding you to take care and stay safe.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones sharing Successimo stories. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you think it, you can do it. That's what all of our success coaches have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own Successimo story with your family and friends. We hope that our stories will encourage you to explore an equation in the future that will combine your creativity plus connecting with others, and that will equate to creating cash for your future. Your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you learn while you earn with us and January Jones, sharing Successimo Stories.